Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, this is Tom Underwood from Elite Car Sales West. I got a letter in the mail from you guys, and I'm interested in listening to how this deal works.
Okay, hold on one second, please. Let me just pull up a screen here. And then do you have that reservation code in front of you?
I do. It's 2311.
2311. Okay.
2401.
2401.
0030.
0030. 9874. Hold on one second, please. Let me pull up your screen here. And then, am I speaking with Trevor?
No, it's Tom Underwood. I'm the owner.
Okay. With Elite Car Sales West?
Correct.
Okay. One second.
Have you ever done a loan with you guys in the past?
I'm trying to pull that up now. I just need to fill out one more thing. Is there a good number to call, reach you back in case we get disconnected?
My cell phone is 314-570-1189.
1189. Okay. One second here, mobile phone. Okay, so it doesn't look like we have done any work with you in the past. It looks like you did reach out to us last year around November, but it doesn't look like that we had any gone forward with anything. But what you did receive in the mail...
I would be interested in the program that's a monthly payment. I'm not interested in a deal where you guys take money out every day and every week.
Okay. So are you looking for equipment? Are you looking for capital? Let me know what you're looking to do, and I can guide you in the right direction.
Here, I previously had a service department that had a paint booth and all the equipment, racks, lifts, and all that stuff.
Right.
And I leased the property out, and they didn't have any interest in it, so I took all the equipment, the paint booth, all the equipment, I took it down. I still own the equipment, but it's in overseas containers.
Okay.
And I need to borrow some money to reinstall it.
Okay.
$75,000 is what it's going to cost me to put this thing back together.
$75,000.
I bought
grand.
Another building.
Okay. And is this an immediate need?
About $250,000 worth of equipment, and it's sitting in overseas containers. So I just purchased a warehouse.
Okay.
Can I grab this call real quick?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Tom. Perfect. I'll have to look at it. I don't have it. I'm on the other line here with somebody right now. Can you fire off what you need to me in an email, and I'll get to you whatever you need? Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. I'm sorry.
No problem there. I understand. You were looking.
Question now?
So you're looking for $75K. Is this an immediate need, or are you just kind of looking, shopping around for
shopping
capital?
Shopping around for it. Like I said, I've got these other guys that do the same thing that you do.
Okay.
They take take money out weekly, and I don't need the cash flow like that. I need to set up a payment.
Okay. So we do have a multitude of programs. We do have daily draws, weekly, and monthly draws. It's just
another
a matter.
Daily, weekly, and monthly is okay, but I'm not interested in daily and weekly.
Right.
I'm in the car business and the repair business. So if I go out and I buy $80,000 worth of cars, and then you guys reach in and try to take out money on the weekly basis, then it's tough for me to buy and sell cars based on somebody taking money out every week.
Right. Right. Well, let me ask you this. What does your personal credit look like?
My personal credit's fine.
Okay. Is it, what would you say, above average, an average?
Well, the last time I ran it was when I refinanced my property. I've got a piece of property. I refinanced $2 million on it, so I guess you've got to have pretty good credit to get a $2 million loan.
I would imagine so. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's real estate. It's not going anywhere, so I mean, it's easier to get real estate loans, I guess, than it is to
borrow
cash.
Yeah, because there's, you know, it's collateralized, the collateralized loan with
my house is $1 million. I owe $600 on it, so.
Okay, so these programs that we have, the working capital, are non-collateralized, so they are a little more expensive than you say your typical 2 to 5 year car loan or something along those lines, because there's collateral involved. You know, and again, it's monthly programs, weekly and daily, but it is based off the sales of the previous year of the business. Do you know what you did last year in sales?
Well, in 2013, I had 3 car lots and I did $11 million in sales.
Okay.
I leased out 2 of the car lots, and last year, I think I probably did, let me think here. Let me look at the calculator. Hold real quick. Hang on a second.
No problem.
I downsized, okay? I downsized from $11 million in sales to, let's see, I did about, I don't know, a couple million dollars in sales, I'd say.
Okay, excellent. You know, just based upon that, we could, you know, get you upwards of $200,000, $250,000 if needed.
Well, we need that.
Right. So, yeah, you take what you need, and then, you know.
If it's one of those things where you take, if it's sitting there, and I only get charged for it when I use it, then I'd be interested, but I don't need to borrow that much money at once.
Right, yeah. We could set up something like that. So, you get approved for $250,000, you take that $75,000, and, you know, the rest will be there. The other $175,000 would be sitting there for you if, in fact, you did need it at all. Again, it's just we need to look at a couple more things on paper to see what kind of programs you qualify for. It sounds like you have above average credit, good bank statements. How long have you guys been in business? 16 years, you know, excellent time and credit. I could definitely request for a monthly payment because, you know, there's a lot of things working in your favor with regards to that. Is there a specific term that you had in mind as well? Typically, first-time customers, you know, it's anywhere from 6 to 18 months. I have seen 24 months as well.
I'd say 24 months.
Okay. Okay. All right, 24 months.
The thing I got here in the mail, it says, terms unsecured loan up to 3 years.
We could. There has been instances where we can get up to 3 years as well. You know, I could definitely request that for you. It's just one of those things. I don't know if you want to, you know, a lot of our loans are set up to the owner gets the loan. They get their return on investment, pay it off, and move on to the next project. So they're not paying on something that they had already worked on, you know, a year and a half later, if that makes sense. So that's, you know,
yeah, that's
what?
Fine. I mean, 18 months is better, 2 years or whatever, 25, that's fine.
Whatever
the best program on the interest rate is going to be is what I'm interested in.
I understand. It's a very simple process as well. We just have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, first 2 pages of most recent tax return, and then if you did have any working capital loans or anything like that currently, we'd want to look at that as well. That would give us the snapshot of the business that we need, you know, to make the best offer possible without creating any sort of burden. But what I could do is
looking at based on my time in the business and my credit. What's the best interest rate you guys offer?
So as it is unsecured, we'd be looking at somewhere along the lines of 10 cents on the dollar. So if you did borrow, you know, $75,000, the payback would be 1 second here, please. Dang it, my calculator. So you'd borrow $75,000, potentially would pay back $82,500. So
was that yearly or is that?
That could be over 18 months.
So if I borrowed $75,000,
I mean, 8250. But and that, granted, that is a best case scenario. I mean, I can't. We would, you know, have to look at specific items to see if that in fact would be the case.
Okay. All right. Why don't you send me an email, see what you need, and I'll get it to you.
Okay. Yeah, what is the most efficient email to shoot you over this info?
My email is Tom Underwood, TOMUNDERWOOD, the number 4, TomUnderwood4 @gmail.com.
At Gmail. Great, Tom. I'll put together a packet of info for you. I have that over to you in about 10-15 minutes. My direct dial will be on there, so if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. And then once I receive that, I can get it, if you get it back to us today, get it underwriting before I leave today, we could probably have some feedback for you on Monday before the close of business. Tom, did you have any other questions for me? I know I've been doing a lot of talking.
No, I'm just interested in, like I say, looking at the program and you know, monthly payments and that stuff is more what I'm interested in. Interest rate payment, and if I look at this thing and I can think of anything else, I'll reach out.
Absolutely, and then I will include our corporate overview on the email as well. You can click on that and just take a look at what we do a little deeper into our company as well, if you have a moment.
Okay.
Alrighty. And I'll shoot that over to you in about 10 minutes, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
But I do appreciate your time today, and I look forward to seeing what we can do for you.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem, Tom. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.